재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You are hanging out with me, Kayla, and a happy Halloween to you all. We're having a great time here, and we're just going to look at some headlines that happened on this day in history. Now, as you guys know, today is Saturday, October 31st. 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 10월 31일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look here. This one, it's actually kind of a very wholesome headline in my opinion. I'm really excited to read about this. It came out in 1994, 1994년에 나오는 헤드라인인데. And this one's going to be about awards, but I really enjoyed this, so let's just hop into it first in Korean, and then we'll switch it on over into English. So it says here,
성적보다 품성 바른 학생의 상주입니다.
So what we're talking about here is about the grades here, because grades, you know, of course they're important. And when we're talking about grades, we're talking about 성적. So that's that first part there. But more important than the grades, that's that 보다. We've actually seen this come up as a grammar point in many headlines when we're talking about more than something. So 뭐뭐 보다 this. So this 보다 here is saying more than grades, 품성 바른 학생의. So that 품성 there is like character, your character or your personality, like this good personality is kind of this more important thing here. So a student who has this good personality is getting an award. And that's where they have that 상 줍니다. So 학생의 상 줍니다. 상 here is an award. So 상을 주다, to give an award to someone, is what they're talking about. So giving awards to students who have good personalities rather than just giving it to students with good grades. And I think this is so wholesome. Way to go, 1994, South Jeolla Province Office of Education. The Jeolla Province Office here at the time was deciding that they were going to do this, kind of base things on good personality rather than good grades, abolish kind of those superintendent awards, you know, that honor based primarily just on your scores. And so they decided to kind of practice what was called more of a holistic education. So in Korean, if you want to talk about holistic education, it's kind of a harder term here. We would say 전인교육. 전인교육. It's basically kind of focusing on kind of not just education on your grades, but like educating the person as a whole, becoming like an actual like good person, you know, not just as like your grades in those studies. So I thought this was a great thing here. And so they were talking in this article about how they would be focusing on things like, you know, exploration, creativity, volunteering, and all sorts of other things that would encourage the students to kind of, you know, become a more well-rounded person. And a lot of teachers at that time really welcomed this new system and pointed out how it was kind of focusing on better values for the students. They said that the current system, you know, that kind of grade system was really making the students feel a little defeated, because there would always be this one winner who got the one score, the one point, where as these other things were kind of focusing on becoming better people and more well-rounded, it was just overall a very beneficial and positive kind of change in terms of that. And so I think that was a great thing to do at the time. For me personally, I was a very studious kid in school. I really loved studying. I loved reading. I was very competitive in school as well. So I would often receive, for a while, I would get a lot of those, what were they called, like high honors or things like perfect attendance. So if you got like high honors, we have a term in school called a 성적 우수상. Again, that's like grades, the 성적, and then the 우수상, there is like the honorary kind of scores, like good scores, good grades there. It's an award. And then for perfect attendance, it would be something like 개근상, the like award for perfect attendance there. So things like that I would get. But you know, once I got older, I was kind of like, I don't know. I'm not as focused on it as much. For me, it was more just having a better mental state as well. So I'm kind of curious about you guys. What are your thoughts on you know, these sorts of systems here? Do you think this was a great choice for the South Jeolla Province office to do? And also, have you received any awards from your school before? 네, 여러분은 학교에서 상 받아보셨나요? Let me know. I'd love to hear what you have to say. But now let's take a listen to our next song here. The song is called 넌 착한 사람, and it's by Tim. Headline Korean. That's right, everyone, here at Headline Korean, I'm going to take this headline, break it on down, and give you those key words and the key phrases that you need in order to understand what's going on in Korea these days. So, keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning in to Headline Korean every day with me. Now, once again, we're sticking with that Halloween theme today. As you know, it's my favorite day of the year. And so I figured we'd talk a little bit about something I didn't even know about, which is a Korean version of Halloween. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 한국 버전 할로윈에 관한 내용이네요. So I did not know this existed. I actually had Korean friends who didn't know this existed. So let's just get right into it because this is absolutely fascinating. We'll start in Korean and then we'll switch it on over into English. It's a very short title, so we'll just go right on into this here. It says, 고려 조선에도 할로윈 있었다? So one more time, just to make sure we got that. 고려 조선에도 할로윈 있었다? So that's pretty simple. I feel like most of us probably could kind of break that down. We're talking about two dynasties here in Korea. There is a Goryeo dynasty, the Korean dynasty, which is from, oh gosh, what was that? 918 to like 1392, something around there. I don't know. The Goryeo dynasty, and then, of course, the very famous Joseon dynasty. Those two very famous dynasties here in Korea, and they're saying that there was a Halloween then? And it's kind of this question that we're adding. That's where the Halloween 있었다? You can kind of hear that kind of like question at the end there. And so I'm sure all of you are very well aware that Halloween is celebrated from, you know, what is that? The Celtic culture there from October 31st every year. And the Celts kind of celebrated that as the last day of the year and would dress up as ghosts, kind of have this ceremony and kind of use it as a way to keep those dead souls from kind of haunting and coming after them. But there was actually a similar day in the Goryeo and Joseon dynasties that even a lot of Korean people don't know well about. And this day is called Narye. Narye. Yeah, so I actually didn't know about this. I would love to ask some of our Korean masters about this, actually, who have been on the show, because I'm fascinated to see who all knows about this. It's basically a ritual that's supposed to chase away household evil spirits in order to get kind of this clean new year. And it's on the last day of the Lunar New Year. So basically, there's like this scary-looking, masked kind of man that dances around and makes this loud noise in the court. It's very similar to Halloween in the way the Celtics kind of dressed up in those animal skins as well.
But it became this official ritual during the early Goryeo dynasty, kind of grew and worked its way into the Joseon dynasty, and it was held in the royal court. But actually, they found out that the public would also kind of imitate the royals as well and would kind of make these branches. They would take bamboo leaves and kind of peach tree branches and make this sort of broom and kind of imitate in a similar way by pounding on windows and doorways and ringing bells and drums in a similar way to the court and try to keep these evil spirits away. But there was a problem. This whole day kind of ended up having this sort of negative effect. They had these paper masks that they made to kind of keep, you know, the spirits away, but they were very expensive. Apparently it cost about, for one mask, about 20 horses and 160 kilograms of rice at that time during the Joseon dynasty. Very expensive. So they decided by Jeongjo at his 24th year of reign to just get rid of this ritual entirely. They're like, absolutely not. We're done with it. It's a messy ritual. Too expensive. We're just, it's gone. So it was really fascinating to hear that Korea kind of has this similar sort of culture to Halloween as well, and the fact that not a lot of Koreans know about it too. But I'm curious to know if you guys have any sort of similar ritual to Halloween or even 날에 in your country as well. Let me know about it. I'd love to hear. 네, 여러분은 날에에 대해 알고 계셨나요? Well, let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. But now let's listen to another song here. This one's called A Tale That Wasn't Right, and it's by Halloween.